Reza Hashem tonight, we're going to be simming Kuf Ayin Vav. Kuf Ayin Vav is entitled Shehapas Poteres HaParperes. Pas exempts the Parperes. We're going to see that there are many halachos and many sveikos that come, that are discussed within the context of brachos prior to Suda, during the Suda, and many practical examples come up in today's Amud. Kufayin Vav Alf. Berech ala pas potera es haparperes. If a person made a bracha on the bread, then it exempts parperes. What are they? Dahinu perure pas. These are small strands of bread. Dak dak. Shedipkam imarak odvash. That they are joined with soup or honey. Mishbura in Beis explains, "Tederechu leaviem kodem asuda l'tainuk olhamshech alev la'achila." And that this phenomenon really summarizes what we're going to discuss many details tonight about foods that are eaten prior to asuda and after asuda in terms of the halacha. So these parperes, maybe we would even describe them as appetizers. They come before the meal, either just simply l'tainuk. Like today, you'll have a buffet. Oh goodness, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, so long, Baruch Hashem. I forgot what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called, smorgasbord or something like that. L'hamshech alev l'achila. Thank goodness, I've slowly forgotten that. V'lo pater es ha-pas, and the pas doesn't exempt pas. In other words, this is something, the smorgasbord you have before the meal. So you make a bracha beforehand on those foods. However, kiven de brachas and bar minei mezonos, so of course it's not going to exempt the bread of the meal. Beirech ala parperes lo poteres apas, back into the mechaber. Okay, so first of all, we need just to describe what is the makeup of these parperes. The Mishabura explains, dak sheimem kizayis, they're not of the kizayis. V'gam ovad mehem tor lechem, she brachas and bar minei mezonos. And we also learn in Kuf Samaches Yud that once it doesn't have the shape of bread, so then in such a case it gets a bar minei mezonos. However, but if you made a hamotzi prior, so then that would take care of it. Then it's considered like other dishes that have dough in them, that the pas makes them potter. Okay, now, so the basic rule in the Shulchan Aruch is straightforward. And that is, if you make a bracha on these cakes in the smorgasbord, the halacha is that you haven't exempted the bracha on passing you have later on in the meal. And of course, if you made a hamotzi beforehand, it would exempt the parperes. Here's where it gets very interesting, and we have many examples, halacha l'maisa. Says the Mishnah Brura, Uleini bracha achrona. In regards to bracha achrona, machalim rak letanuk olas biyak tzas. If he's eating it now, just for tainug or for a little bit of satiation. In other words, let's say there are going to be a lot of speeches between. Oh, my bar mitzvah was awful. So we had the smorgasbord, and then the speeches. So they were long speeches. So the person wants to fill himself a little before. Actually, speeches are very beautiful, but I think people were surprised how long they were. So tzarech levarech aleihem bracha achrona kodem asuda. So then in such a case, you have to make a bracha achrona. If it's 72 minutes, so then for sure. But here we're talking about even less than 72 minutes, you still need to make a bracha achrona. V'im lo birechat shebirech berchas hamazon, b'di'evet birchas hamazon poter kol minei mezonos. So b'di'evet birchas hamazon will exempt ayin shon. Okay, so this is the first day. First day it says that you should make a bracha achrona on them, but b'di'evet, if you didn't, then, and you realized after you already washed, so now just have in mind, as we're going to see shortly in the Mishnah Brura, to have birchas hamazon exempted. V'yesham, and there's some say, d'indaita lechol minei mezonos gam b'soch ha-suda, that if you're planning to eat mezonos in the suda, nechsheves achila achas, then it's considered one achil, v'yachol achla chatchila smocha birchas hamazon she'ivarch le'besof. So the second opinion is that no, if you're going to eat some mezonos during the meal itself, so then in such a case, don't make a ala michya after the smorgasbord, continue eating those good cakes in the meal, and then the mezonos will continue through, and the berachas hamazon will exempt. Now, if you think back, every once in a while, we have these shailas of whether we should make an almichya before we wash, and so on. So these shailas are quite common. In terms of how we paskin on this issue, so the Dirshu Mishabura quotes that Ramayshan is Chulas in Chel Gimel Simon Lam Gimel, that says that since the Sharetzi and Sivkot and He seems to be nota to the opinion that says, based on the Magen Avram, that one should make, at the end, it's a long Sharetzi, and at the end he quotes a Magen Avram that says that L'chatchilo you should make a bracha achrona kol nevesuda. So since the halacha doesn't view this as a bracha sheinat tzricha, that's how Ramesha comes out. So therefore, it would seem to be that the Ber halacha, the Sharetzin combined with Ramesha Feinstein's tshuva would indicate that one should follow the first daya and make a bracha achrona. The ayin Ber halacha the Mishabura continues should be arnu lini mashanu ochlan achar kiddush b'shavus lekach v'kichlich u'kadomen. Nochan Yoser, Sha'afl there, Rishon Eloi Varchlan Bracha Chron Kodem Suda, Elif Terenu Bibrechas Hamazon. So there are foods called Kichlach. Kichlach, I remember as a child, they're basically a hard dough with a little bit of sugar, but it's not a very strong Pasabo Bekisnin. So even though the Ber Halacha points out halfway through Dibur Maskil Berech, that even though we paskin in Kuf Sayimach Ches, if I'm not mistaken, that since it's the suffix of Pasabo Bekisnin, because in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, these kichlich were almost like bread. They're almost like bread. So nevertheless, since there are some opinions who say it still qualifies as Pasabo Bekisnin, so it gets a mezonos. However, the Be'er Halacha says, since it was only a suffix Pasabo Bekisnin, and really there are many opinions who hold that has a din of bread, so then in such a case, when it comes to this question of whether it should get a separate alamichya, he says he thinks that it should not get a separate alamichya if you have it beforehand, and it should be included in Birchas HaMazon. Now, the Ber Halacha has another couple of examples of this. We're going to see most of them further on in the Mishnah Berurah, so we'll be okay. The most important part of the Ber Halacha we just spoke out, and we'll leave it at that right now. Let's continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. V'kol shekein im ochel hamin hakisnin gam b'socha suda. Certainly, if you eat cake during a meal, u'bebirchas barim inezon shemvar kodem asuta poter os gam osam. So if you're planning to eat cake during the meal and you made a mezonos beforehand, v'kulei alma niftar nakol b'berchas hamazon. According to everybody, then that's exempt of the berchas hamazon. Mepnei dekol zeh shayich l'su'uda. It's all connected to the su'uda. V'agav atik miposkim achronim. And I will quote from other poskim. Od eiz adinim ha-shayich l'nin zeh. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Adheinu kasav r'bochum min mezonos kodem ha-su'uda. Up until now we're talking about mezonos prior to su'uda. What about other things? Va'achshav, now we'll talk about nevar ba'ochel shardvar. If a person eats other things. Aleph. Harotze, lechol kodum nefil sidayim l'su'udah, medvarm shetzarech levarech aleim b'socha su'udah. He wants to eat fruits before the meal. U'bedaito lechol peres gam b'socha su'udah. U'mechshav chavin achshav v'brachas u'lifta gam yosha yochal b'tocha su'udah. So if you make a bracha on fruits, then it's a davar pashut. I opened up my notes from Rav Nevensal Shlita tonight, and I saw that Rav Nevensal told me that today peiros are considered things that the derech to eat b'tocha suda, even fruit salads and so on. So in our case, then you would not make a bracha achron if you had the fruit before him. The first wide line in the Mishnah Berurah. But if you're not planning to eat the fruits, then you make a bracha achrona. They have no shaychus to the su'uda. Beis continues the Mishnah Berurah. Second wide line calls the b'shochal meperos. That only applies to someone who eats fruits. kisha ochlan besoch hasuda, but if he eats prior to suda things that don't need a bracha, if he would eat a toch hasuda, im kein afilim daitu lechol mehem gam besoch hasuda, eina moulem klal bracha rishona, dibelav achi niftarim al yidei berchas hamotzi, val kei mash ochl koldim hasuda, ein shayach klal hasuda. So this is a very, very interesting halacha, the second example of Mishnah Berurah. And that is, if you eat things prior to the Seuda that would not get a bracha b'toch ha-Seuda, so then in such a case, then you do make a bracha achron. In other words, the peiros that we mentioned in Aleph were not today's peiros. Today's peiros, you would make a bracha achrona after eating it prior to the meal. Why? Because the peiros that you eat during the meal, Rav Nevin Sal taught us, is considered something that's normal to eat besoch ha-seuda. And that is included in the original hamotzi. It's included in the hamotzi. So therefore, if you eat peiros before, so those peiros are not connected to the peiros of the seuda. If they're not connected to the peiros of Suda, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that they get their own bracha. Again, the belav achi, three lines to the bottom, hey, niftar mitei bercha samazim. Va'kei masha ochel konem asuda, ein shayach klal la asuda, they're not shayach to asuda. V'tzarech levarech aleim bracha achrona, bari nefashos rabos. Okay, so the rule of thumb is that the only foods that are going to be connected are those foods that anyhow you are planning to eat besoch ha-seuda. And if you're planning to continue eating them besoch ha-seuda, then it doesn't get another bracha achrona. However, if he's eating kol ha-seuda, those things that don't need a bracha kishochon besuda, then you're supposed to make a bracha achrona. What about wine? And so we had already learned the halachos in regards to wine. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan does raise the following question in regards to wine. Wine, we discussed many halachos of what follows wine, that wine patters all minei shtia, and wine before the Seuda, wine during the Seuda. We can't repeat all those details. All of that appears in Kufay Dal. But there's one detail that's important that the Aruch HaShulchan discusses that's directly relevant to what we're discussing here. And as the Aruch HaShulchan claims, that, as quoted, the Dirshu does a good job in note number 5, that the halacha would be in regards to Kiddush, that you make Kiddush, and then you have a smorgasbord, and then you're planning to eat bread quickly afterwards. So the Aruch HaShulchan claims that even though we just learned that if it was something that anyhow you're going to eat betoch hasuda and will be nichlal in the hamotzi, then you have to make a bracha achrona because it's not connected to what you're continuing to eat. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, but on Shabbos morning or after Kiddush in general, that doesn't apply. Why? Because Kiddush is b'makom seuda. So everything that follows the Kiddush has a din of seuda, and then everything is included in the Berchas HaMazon. However, the Dirshu points out that from the simple reading of the Sharet Zion, the simple reading of the Sharet Zion in Sifkat and Hay would seem to be not that way. Would be that Achila after a Kiddush would also get a separate bracha. The Svara of the Aruch HaShulchan is quite a compelling Svara, but since I've not been learning these halachas in Iyun, I don't feel the ability to be machriya in these sveikos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the last line. The one exception to all of the above is if there's a direct connection between the smorgasbord and the meal. If it's there to it's there to create a greater appetite, and that's what they call an appetizer. Ein levarech aleim bracha achrona. Then you don't make a bracha achrona. Then shayichin lesuda miftarim b'berchas hamazon. So that could come back to what we had discussed before, and that is that it could very well be the fruits themselves definitely qualify as an appetizer. See, so we said that those things that are included in the hamotzi and don't get their own bracha betocha seuda, if you eat them before, then in such a case you make a bracha achrona. But here in Gimel we have a big caveat, and that is the moment you call it an appetizer, so then it's connected to the seuda. If it's connected to the seuda, then in such a case you do not make a bracha achrona afterwards. And I think that in it could very well be 40-50% of the cases, really those foods are meant to be some type of appetizer, and therefore would not get a bracha. Dalit. V'dat. Ha'ad mutar lechol kol motzi divam she'en sichem brachot al suda. Now, wait a second. You're making a lot of brachos over here. You're making a bracha on the, in our case, we spoke about fruits that are not appetizers. You're making a bracha on the fruits. And then you're making a bracha achrona afterwards. Or in the case of Mishnah Berurah, potatoes. He gives an example in that we skipped in the brackets in Beis. He speaks about eating potatoes. So then, in such a case, you end up making the bracha before, the bracha after, and then you wash. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'dat ha'adam utalacha kolam motzim d'varim she'en tzurim bracha tosu gam varmos beis dafke shem b'dot lechol tekef." We're talking about those foods that you don't intend to eat immediately. Avol mashulchan arach v'alechem lefanav. But if he's ready to eat, also lignon bracha shein tzricha. Then you have a problem of bracha shein tzricha. El yivarech hamotzei alechem yifter shara dvarim. V'yesharim dimoav yos alechem kodem sulim lechem b'selcha suda im b'zeh mishum gram bracha shein tzricha. So if it's something he really likes, so then it would not be qualified as bracha shein tzricha. But if it could go one way or the other, then there's a problem of bracha shein tzricha. Tov, these are many pertinent halachas. Again, the wild card over here is the issue of what qualifies as an appetizer. The rule without that issue, without that variable, just to review, if it would normally get its own bracha in the meal, so then it is not connected if you have it prior to the meal and it gets its own bracha achrona. If it would get a separate bracha in the meal, so then, if you have that before the meal, the two are connected. If the two are connected, so Birchas HaMazon will pater both of them, and it does not get a bracha achrona. And finally, the wild card is that if you say it's an appetizer for the meal, then it certainly doesn't get a bracha achrona. And here, Adayin Yesh La'ayin, how to look at it. Finally, the Ramah says, Birchal HaParperes, Potem HaSek, Shudaisu Kayotzeba, that any type of dish that we described with dough and honey is similar to a type of porridge, daisa, and maisa kedera is a general a dish that has mezonos in it. V'chein bercha maisa kedera potes parperes, and if you have maisa kedera, that also exempts the parperes. Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to do.